Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and also to put in something different, or reading a story. And tonight, and I call those different things, but I call them wombats. And that's where the show title comes from, Wombats and Music. And for today's show, I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert. The wombat tonight, today, is a poem. Aha! The first song on the show today is Today. That's the name of the show. Today is the song, New Christy Minstrels. And this is a very important song to me. And I won't give more introduction than to say that this song speaks directly to my soul, where I am these days. Today by the New Christy Minstrels.
Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine.
A million tomorrows shall all pass away.
Yesterday's glory, I can't live on promises, winter to spring.
Today is my moment, and now is my story. I'll laugh and I'll cry and I'll sing. Today, while the blossoms still cling, strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows shall all pass away, ere I forget all the joy that is mine today.
That was Today by the New Christy Minstrels. Next up is an interestingly named song. The group that's performing it is called the Highwaymen, and there are four superstars from country music: Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and Kris Kristofferson. They were together for 85, 95, and that those years. They recorded some albums, and on one of the albums was a song called The Highwaymen, which is their name. So I'm going to play that now for you. And if you know any of these stars well, you may be able to recognize their voice. I think I recognize two of them, but the others I think I can guess, but sort of hard for me to miss Johnny Cash.
was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again and again and again and again.
That was The Highway Man, sung by The Highway Men. Next up is Deep River Blues, Tommy Emmanuel. And I just have to tell you how this song happens to be in the show. I had my show all put together, and I found this song, and I said, okay, I'll listen to you, and I'll get you in a show someday, but you're going to have to fight your way in today's show. Blew me away, so here it is. Deep River Blues by Tommy Emmanuel.
she afloat, 'cause I got them deep river blues.
Well, I'm going back to Muscle Shoals. Times are getting better, I'm told, 'cause I got them deep river blues.
Sing, just let me die, 'cause I got them deep river blues.
Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves just sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues.
I got them deep river blues.
That was Deep River Blues by Tommy Emmanuel. And next up is Come Love Come by Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner. I knew both of them very well in the New York City area when they were performing there. And I just love their authentic old-timey music. That's how I think of them. Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner and Come Love Come.
Good rides low, rides high and dry on the Ohio. Come love come and go with me, and we'll go down to Tennessee. All my life, but that she was some boatman's wife. Boatman dance, boatman sing, and the boatman do most anything. Come love come, the boat rides low, rides high and dry on the Ohio. Come love come and go with me, and we'll go down to Tennessee. Boatman dancing, the boatman sing, and the boatman do most anything. When the boatman go on shore, spend his cash and he'll work for more. Come love come, the boat rides low, rides high and dry on the Ohio. Come love come and go with me, and we'll go down to Tennessee. Go to the boatman's ball, you dance with my wife or you won't dance at all. Sky blue jacket and a top all in hand, look out boys for the nine-tailed cat. Come love come, the boat rides low, rides high and dry on the Ohio. Come love come and go with me, and we'll go down to Tennessee. On shore, there I'll turn my passion loose and cram me in the calaboose. Come love come, the boat rides low, rides high and dry on the Ohio. Come love come and go with me, and we'll go down to Tennessee. Down by the canebrake, close by the mill, lived a pretty little girl named Vanessa Field. I knew that she loved me and I knew it was wrong. Now a serenader and sing her a song. Come love come, the boat rides low, rides high and dry on the Ohio. Come love come and go with me, and we'll go down to Tennessee.
That was Jeff Warner and Jeff Davis singing Come Love Come. The next song is by Bob Walzer. It's called Rowdy Soul, and I recorded it live, so the people you hear singing with him include me. We are, at this point, the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus that I mention every now and then. That's the group of people who go to these weeks and weekends and all sing together. So Bob Walzer led us in this song, and it went well. Rowdy Soul.
I'm a rowdy soul, I'm a rowdy soul, and I don't care whether I'll work or not. I'm a rowdy soul, I'm a rowdy soul, and I don't care whether I'll work or not. Unless you're in paper crops at all, in rain the beans or potatoes, well, the ground's so poor that the grass wouldn't grow, and damn them Irish potatoes. I'm a rowdy soul, I'm a rowdy soul.
That was Bob Walzer leading the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus singing Rowdy Soul. The next song is Rabbit Up a Stump, a fiddle tune played by Albert Hash. But it's a sort of mini wombat time. I'm going to tell you a story. Many years ago, when I lived in New York City area, I came down to Abingdon for the spend some time during the summer. And my cousin Jim and I were out one day, and I mentioned to him I heard of a famous fiddler down here named Albert Hash. He said, oh, I know who Albert Hash is. He lives up near White Top Mountain. I know where he lives. And I said, oh, I'd love to visit him. Jim said, let's go do it. So we did. We went and we met Albert Hash, and I won't give you all the details, but we stayed there a couple of hours. I was learning fiddle, and he had me play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. He brought his mother down to meet us from upstairs, and it was just a great visit. Well, this is a recording made by Albert Hash called Rabbit Up a Stump, and it's a particular style of fiddle from our part of the world, and Albert was probably one of the best practitioners that ever recorded it. So this is Albert Hash, local fiddle style, with Rabbit Up a Stump. Authentic old-timey music, and here comes some more. I don't know where I got this recording. It's a banjo player playing June Apple. I'm sure it's not me. It's Frailing Style, and it's the best recording I have of June Apple. It's the only one where I can really hear the tune so clearly. This is June Apple, and played in Frailing Style on the banjo. Apple. Next up is a song called Kyrie by a band named Mr. Mister. This was one of the top songs in 1985. Kyrie.
Oh,
was Kyrie by Mr. Mister. And you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs like the ones I've just been playing. I put in something I call a wombat, and that's what's coming up right now. A wombat is something other than the commercially recorded music I usually play. In this case, it's a poem. It's one of my all-time favorite poems. It's called To His Coy Mistress, and it's written by Andrew Marvel, many years ago, and it's read by Sir Patrick Stewart, who many of you may know as Captain Picard from the Star Trek series. To His Coy Mistress by Andrew Marvel, read by Patrick Stewart.
Had we but world enough and time, this coyness, lady, were no crime. We would sit down and think which way to walk and pass our long love's day. Thou, by the Indian Ganges side, shouldst rubies find. I, by the tide of Humber, would complain. I would love you 10 years before the flood, and you should, if you please, refuse till the conversion of the Jews. My vegetable love should grow vaster than empires and more slow. 100 years should go to praise thine eyes and on thy forehead gaze, 200 to adore each breast, but 30,000 to the rest, an age at least to every part, and the last age should show your heart. For, lady, you deserve this state, nor would I love at lower rate. But at my back I always hear time's winged chariot hurrying near, and yonder all before us lie deserts of vast eternity. Thy beauty shall no more be found, nor in thy marble vault shall sound my echoing song. Then worms shall try that long-preserved virginity, and your quaint honour turn to dust, and into ashes all my lust. The grave's a fine and private place, but none, I think, do there embrace. Now, therefore, while the youthful glue sits on thy skin like morning dew, and while thy willing soul transpires at every pore with instant fires, now let us sport us while we may, and now, like amorous birds of prey, rather at once our time devour than languish in his slow-chapped power. Let us roll all our strength and all our sweetness up into one ball, and tear our pleasures with rough strife, thorough the iron grates of life. Thus, though we cannot make our sun stand still, yet we will make him run.
You just heard today's wombat. That was the poem To His Coy Mistress, written by Andrew Marvell and read by Patrick Stewart. Next up is something that could qualify as a wombat. It's a cappella, Sheila Kay Adams, who's a folk music performer who... Sheila Kay is a performer and a teacher, and I've been a student of hers and been on a number of weeks and weekends where she was one of the performers. And she's from Revere, North Carolina. When she was growing up, it was called Sodom. It's a small community in the mountains, not too far from Asheville. And Sheila Kay does wonderful stuff. This is a good example. A lot of it's traditional, comes out of the English tradition, the child ballads and such. But when it got into the mountains of North Carolina, it got changed. And this is a typical example. Little Matty Groves. Little Matty Groves. There's a story here, and you can get to know the people if you listen closely.
Oh, holiday, oh, holy day, the first day of the year. Little Matthew Groves to church did go, some holy words to hear. Here's some holy words to hear. He spied some women dressed in black as they came into view. Lord Dan'l's wife was gaily clad, the flower of the few, the flower of the few. She stepped up to little Matthew Groves, her eyes cast on the ground. Said, please, oh, please come with me, stay as you pass through this town, town as you pass through this town. Oh, please come with me, stay, I'll hide thee out of sight. I'll pleasure you beyond compare and sleep with you all night, night, I'll sleep with you all night. I cannot stay, I dare not stay, I fear 'twill cost my life. 'Cause I can tell by your finger rings that you are Lord Dan'l's wife, wife, that you are Lord Dan'l's wife. Lord Daniel's in some distant land, he's left me for to roam. He's taken all his merry men, and I am quite alone, lone, and I am quite alone. Her little footy page was standing nearby, was a-hearing every word was said. He said, before the sun goes down, Lord Dan'll know what's said, said Lord Dan'll know what's said. He ran along the king's highway, he swam against the tide, and before the sun went down, he's standing by Dan'l's side, side, he's standing by Dan'l's side. What news, Lord Dan'l cried, what news do you bring to me? My tenants wronged, my castle burned, my wife with a baby, be my wife with a baby. No harm has come to your house or lands while you have been away, but little Matthew Groves is a-hugging and a-kissing on your fair lady gay, gay, on your fair lady gay. If what you say is not the truth, as I take it to be, I'll build a scaffold tear so high, and hanged you will be, and hanged you will be. If what I say is not the truth, and false as false can be, you need not build a scaffold tear, just hang me from a tree, tree, just hang me from a tree. Lord Dan'l called his merry men and bid them with him go, but warned them not to speak a word and not a horn to blow, blow, and not a horn to blow. But riding with his merry men was one who'd wish no ill. He put his bugle to his mouth and he blew it loud and shrill, shrill, and he blew it loud and shrill. Oh, what is this? Cried little Matthew Groves as he sat up in bed. I fear it is your husband's men, and I will soon be dead, dead, and I will soon be dead. Oh, lay back down, little Matthew Groves, and keep my back from cold. 'Tis nothing but my father's men calling their sheep to fold, fold, calling their sheep to fold. So little Matthew Groves, he laid back down and soon fell off to sleep. When he woke up, Lord Dan'l was standing at his bed feet, feet was standing at his bed feet. Saying, how do you like my snow-white pillow? Saying, how do you like my sheet? Saying, how do you like my pretty little woman that's a-laying in your arms asleep? Sleep that's a-laying in your arms asleep. Very well do I like your snow-white pillow. Very well do I like your sheet. Much better do I like your pretty little woman that's a-laying in my arms asleep. Sleep that's a-laying in my arms asleep. Get up, Lord Dan'l cried, and put on your clothes. In England it shall never be said, I killed a naked man, man, I killed a naked man. I won't get up, I can't get up, I fear 'twill cost my life. 'Cause you have got two bitter swords, and I ain't got a knife, knife, and I ain't got a knife. I know I've got two bitter swords, they cost me deep in purse. I'll give to you the best of these, and I will keep the worst, worst, and I will keep the worst. The first swing that little Matthew made, it hurt Lord Daniel sore. The next swing that Lord Daniel made, little Matthew hit the floor, floor, little Matthew hit the floor. Get up, my pretty little wife, and come sit on my knee, and tell me which you like the best, little Matthew Groves or me, me, little Matthew Groves or me. She looked up in Lord Daniel's face and saw his jutting chin, said, I wouldn't trade little Matthew Groves for you and all your kin, kin for you and all your kin. He took her by her lily white hand and led her across the hall. He pulled out his sword and he cut off her head and he kicked it against the wall, wall, and he kicked it against the wall. Go dig me a grave both wide and deep to bury these two in. Just kick little Matthew Groves over the side, but lure my sweet wife in, yes, lure my sweet wife in.
That was Little Matty Groves, sung by Sheila K. Adams. The next song is Today's the Day by Freda and Acoustic Attitude. It's a new song to me, and I didn't catch some of the words, so I looked around online and found a site that I could take it to and drop the MP3 file in, and it gave me back the lyrics. In case you're interested, the site was 11 labs, all spelled out in lowercase, 11labs.io. And I had to poke around a while and get it to do this, but it did give me back the words. And I liked the words, and I liked the song. So here it is for you. This is Today's the Day.
Some love strikes like a thunderbolt from out of the stormy blue, rages and dies with an anguished cry. Some love sneaks up on you, and in my heart I have always known I'd travel down this way. But yesterday I did not know today would be the day. I think of all the time gone past, the nights I've spent alone. No more wasted than the water that runs to smooth the face of the stone. For every hollow promise that's passed these lips, for every easy lie, only makes me believe that the truth can find its way with you and I. Some love strikes like a thunderbolt from out of the stormy blue, rages and dies with an anguished cry. Some love sneaks up on you, and in my heart I have always known I'd travel down this way. But yesterday I did not know today would be the day. Love arrives in a flash of fire, compels the heart to move, leaving no trace in the lover's voice, lies nothing to weigh or prove.
You just heard Today's the Day, sung by Freda. Next up, also could probably qualify as a wombat, this is The Master of the Sheepfold, a lovely song, I think, and it's sung by a friend of mine, Don Wade, who I knew for many years, and he never used to sing in public, and then the last 10 years or so he's begun to sing, and I think he does a nice job with this. It's just fun for me to listen to. I hope you like it. Sheep, Master of the Sheepfold, sung by Don Wade.
Oh, the master guards the sheepfold in, and he wants to know, is his sheep come in? And he's calling, calling, calling softly, softly, calling for them all to come gathering in. Oh, the master of the sheepfold, who guards the sheepfold bin, went out on the wind and rain path where the long night's rain begins. And he said to his hireling shepherd, is my sheep, is they all brung in? And he said to his hireling shepherd, is my sheep, is they all brung in? Oh, the master guards the sheepfold in, and he wants to know, is my sheep brung in? And he's some that's got all wettered, and they won't come gathering in. They's lost and good for nothing, but the rest they's all brung in. They's lost and good for nothing, but the rest they's all brung in. Oh, the master of the sheepfold in, and he wants to know, and he's calling, calling, calling softly, softly, calling for them all to come gathering in. Then the master of the sheepfold, who guards the sheepfold bin, went out on the wind and rain path where the long night's rain begins. And he let down the bars of the sheepfold, calling soft, come in, come in. And he let down the bars of the sheepfold, calling soft, come in, come in. Oh, the master of the sheepfold, and he wants to know, is my sheep brung in? And he's calling, calling, calling softly, softly, calling for them all to come gathering in. Then up from the gloom of the meadow, through the long night's rain and wind, and up from the wind and rain path where the long night's rain begin, come the long-lost sheep of the sheepfold, they's all come a-gathering in. Come the long-lost sheep of the sheepfold, they's all come gathering. And he's calling, calling,
That was The Master of the Sheepfold, sung by Don Wade. Next up is a classic. This is Every Day by Buddy Holly.
Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day it's a getting faster. Everyone said go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer. Every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. A little longer, every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
That was Every Day by Buddy Holly. And next up is Maura Smiley and Voco with The Cuckoo. And she arranged this to make it pretty interesting. And I love the banjo. Maura Smiley and The Cuckoo.
Yeah.
You just heard The Cuckoo, performed by Maura Smiley and Voco. Back in 1962, a book was published called The Silent Spring by Rachel Carson. And this was part of the huge shift in America's awareness of fears about our climate, our air, our ground, everything else. And so this time was a time of great upheaval. And in the middle of this, Malvina Reynolds wrote a song called What Have They Done to the Rain? And I was in the Boston area, and Joan Baez sang this song and made it a big hit. And it changed the world, I think. At least it made a huge impression. So this is What Have They Done to the Rain? As sung by Joan Baez.
I'll sing you the gentlest protest song I know. It doesn't protest gently, but it sounds gentle. It's called What Have They Done to the Rain? Just a little rain falling all around. The grass lifts its head to the heavenly sound. Just a little rain, just a little rain. What have they done to the rain? Just a standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years, and the grass is gone, the boy disappears, and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done to the rain? Just a little breeze out of the sky. The leaves nod their heads as the breeze blows by. Just a little breeze with some smoke in its eye. What have they done to the rain? Just a gentle rain that falls for years, and the grass is gone, the boy disappears, and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done to the rain? And
that was Joan Baez singing What Have They Done to the Rain. I was in Boston at that point when Joan Baez appeared, and it was quite impressive. What a beautiful voice. So a bunch of us went off and went to a concert with Joan Baez in Boston, and she sang that song. And it was one of the more memorable events in my life. I can still feel the chill I got hearing her voice and that song in particular with Joan Baez. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And if you'd like to send me email, my email address is harry@baya, that's B-A-Y-A, .net. So Harry at my last name, baya.net. And I'd love to hear from you, especially if you want to recommend some wombats. We're getting near the end of the show, and every show, I end with a kind of a ritualistic ending I did years ago, and one of my listeners let me know that she thought it was really great and I should do it every time. So now I do. I need your help, so it's audience participation time. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.